Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, 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 oh. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There were funky Chinamen.
Hello, everyone. This is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen, and welcome to our show, AMAA, Martial Arts Masters. I'd like to thank everyone for the support that we got for the Who's Who in the Martial Arts Legends Awards Banquet. We have over 250 people, martial artists, that's covered in our book. We were blessed with the opportunity to meet so many people by sending in their bios. We had over 700 people to submit their bios. We narrowed it down to about 250 people that actually went into this book. And I know I've been asked, well, will we ever have a chance to be back into the book again? And the answer is yes. We are working on the 18 book, and it's going to probably be back in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. was a very nice venue. Grandmaster Dennis Brown was totally amazing. So we had a lot of really, really good things going on. So we're really looking forward to next event. So the reason and purpose for us having this special program of introducing to the world our alumni is to give them a chance to talk about, you know, who they are, what they're doing, and their reason for why the martial arts. And today we have our special guest. We have Steve Ross, and he's going to be on the program, and he has a program that's going to be coming up, so we're going to be talking about that. But we're going to first start off today in our interview, because he's in the Who's Who book, and we want to share his story not only to our listeners, but we want to share it, you know, to the world through the book, through the broadcast we're doing today, which is also going to be put on podcast. So there are several other mediums that we're going to do to actually get his word out. Hey, Steve, welcome to our call today.
Well, hello, Master Bowen. How are you today?
I am doing great, sir. I am totally, blessed. For us, you know, it's only been a few weeks now since the event, and I'm trying to clean up. I've got my wife working in the shipping department. I think I'm the head of about four or five other departments myself. And, of course, you know, as a promoter yourself, you know that the job's not done until it's completely over. We really want to keep our event that people are talking about this event all year long. But, you know, some of the background detail stuff, we're really trying to move from that. And, you know, we really do appreciate it. And I want to start the show off by saying to you, and also complimenting all of our other alumni now, we want to thank you for sharing your story with us through the Who's Who book, and also building relationship. You know, you're one of our friends out in California that we've met because of the book, and the book is doing a lot of things to bring those connections of people that you would have never had an opportunity to meet with. So tell everyone, where are you located?
We are located in the Orange County area of Southern California. I currently have two locations where I have instruction, which is in Aliso Viejo and then the city of San Juan Capistrano.
Well, you know, the book really, and we accepted your bio because, you know, you're doing some great things. And we want to talk about success. Doesn't matter where you are now as long as you're trying to grow to another level. I know you've got a lot of things going on. But, you know, the martial arts changes the lives of so many people, and it changes their lives because of the discipline, of the focus. And for all of us that are 10th degree black belts, 9th, 8th, 7th, 6th, 5th degree black belts, and below, we had a very specific reason or motivation that got us involved in the martial arts. So what motivated you to become a martial artist?
Well, that's a very interesting story, but I'm sure it's not unlike many that are out there. When I was young and growing up, I lived in a family that was very, very poor, and we ended up traveling all over the place. My father he was job hopping from state to state. With that said, as I grew up, I never was in any one location long enough to really make a good foundation and secure friends, and so I never really learned how to make friends at that time. And it seemed like everywhere I went, I was always in some sort of a fight and generally on the losing end. So I was constantly bullied growing up. Then one day in 1971, when we were living in Oklahoma, I saw a movie called Billy Jack. I'm sure many of the people in the audience can relate to it. Now, myself, I'm also part Native American Indian, and so I could easily relate to the situation of the storyline with Tom Laughlin, the character Billy Jack. When I saw that movie, I said, I want to be just like that guy. And oddly enough, the universe tended to bring someone in my life, a guy named Leon Reeder at the time, in 1971, posted at our local school, at the small town that we lived in, a flyer teaching karate lessons. And I was excited to see that, and I took that to my father, and I said, Dad, I want to be able to learn how to defend myself and take karate. Well, his words at that point in time stunned me. He said, what for? You're not going to be any good at it. Besides, if you want to do it, you go find your own way to earn your way for it. And I stood up at that point in time, and in my mind said, you know what? I'm going to do it. So I went around with some local jobs, working on some farms and earning some money so that I can go down to our local community center where the lessons were going to start. And I started my first lesson. After about 6 months of training at that time, another local kid came up and started to pick on me. And lo and behold, for the first time in my life, I was able to defend myself. And it just ignited an energy in me that just inspired the rest of my career. So since that day, I have not stopped training. And the day that I got my black belt, the relationship between my father and I totally changed. And you know, he had gained all sorts of respect for his son, and all that stuff kept adding up to my career throughout my career. And I've been very fortunate to be naturally good at what I did, and so I trained around from, and as I moved, I trained from different arts until I came into the art of Tong Sido under a gentleman named Rick Bailey in Oklahoma, and that was in the early 70s as well. And then I kept training, and just as a little bit of a background on where it led to, after I had gotten my black belt and everything, I ended up transitioning into another type of work that my instructor did not really agree with. There was an incident that happened while I was training where, for the first time, I was walking out one night from my apartment going over to like a 7-Eleven or a convenience store. And on my way there in the evening, three guys tried to mug me. Well, what happened after that was a shock to me. Everything just happened and seemed like it was in slow motion. I defended myself, took two guys out. One guy took off running after that. And when that happened, it created more questions in my mind than what I would have thought. It created more doubt. All the what-if questions were popping in my mind. What if this happened? What if that happened? So it created another area where I had to pursue and get those questions answered. So shortly thereafter, a friend of mine knew of my martial arts ability and asked me if I'd want to come and work for them at a nightclub, which is a redneck bar in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And it was a very high-end one. And when my instructor found out about that, or the fact of me being a bouncer, he did not like that. And as time went on, I had to make a decision as if I were going to continue to train or to pursue or do the work. Well, I was young and still without a lot of wisdom, stayed in that work environment for a couple of years. And, of course, that's more of what I refer to of the dark side of training, but it created a lot of opportunities and where questions were asked. I had people attack me from all sorts of different situations, knives, fighting, and so on. But my questions were answered by the reality of what would and would not work in the martial arts world. That said, there was a point in time where I was faced with a challenge of a situation from one of those evening events that changed my life. I had to make a decision to stay or go. And without getting into any detail or naming names, I decided to leave that environment. And when I did, my world ended upside down. I no longer had a place to work. Since I didn't have a place to work, I was unable to pay my bills and so on and so forth. My instructor had moved off to California. And I ended up living on the streets for about 6 months. And after sleeping in one or two cardboard boxes for a while, I decided to venture out. And I was kind of like on a soldier and dig my way out of that. And then I reached out and talked to my instructor. And he said, "Steve, if you can find a way to make it here to California, then I will allow you to take over the studio that he was currently at that time." And because he had to move back to the Midwest for his work. And that way we could continue things on there and I can resume my training, providing I made the promise to stay out of that type of environment. So I ended up getting a job in a moving company, hauling furniture, learning how to drive a big rig. And about a year later, I ended up with a long-haul job and got me to California. And after that, the rest is history. I started training regularly and ended up participating in all the national regional championships and, oddly enough, winning those and worked my way up to the national team where we went to an international world championship, which is in 1986. And I ended up, I was the underdog, was not expected to win, but it was another one of those lucky moments in life, and I did. And then the rest just kept going on and on. And then I think that another epiphany that happened to me in life was as I was doing all this competition and training, again, being fairly young at that point, I was really focus on me. And then at the same time, I was still teaching at the studio here in Costa Mesa at the time. One day, after all these events that I'd won and after all these accolades and so on and so forth, I was walking with a friend of mine whose son was actually one of my students. His son and I were walking around just chatting, doing the guy thing, and his son lets go of his father's hand and comes up, grabs my hand, and looks at me, says, "Sabanim, I love you," and that just grabbed my heart. And that was an epiphany where I realized that the stuff that I am doing in this martial arts changes lives, and that I'm not doing this for me. The real gift is the gift of giving back and what I'm doing for others. And that's what set me kind of on, kept me training after that. So that said, to kind of wrap all this up, I've continued to train since then and have taught thousands of people, but now I'm trying to give back to the world, and the way we're trying to do that is the event that you alluded to earlier. We have an event that's coming up here in September called Martial Arts Celebrity Fest. Now, I'm sure that your audience is aware that in the late 70s, early, and through all throughout the 80s, as we grew up in the martial arts, every Saturday, just about, you could turn the TV on and see some sort of a martial arts film going on. Which all, so Hollywood and everything kept a lot of us inspired through different aspects of seeing that. We don't see that anymore nowadays. And especially with the advent of MMA and all that kind of good stuff, which is fun for, to some point, but you know, as we're losing a lot of the connection with the tradition of the martial arts, with all that. So that said, what I've been wanted to do is I talked with Cynthia Rothrock and back in January about how can we start inspiring the next generation of martial artists so we can really get Hollywood back connected again. And so we came up with this idea of creating this event called Martial Arts Celebrity Fest. And the purpose of this event is to create inspiration for Hollywood's next generation of martial arts action heroes. So we put this together, and on September the 9th, we're going to have Cynthia Rothrock, Don the Dragon Wilson, TJ Storm, a great new up-and-comer, and then Art Camacho, one of the best producers out there in the action film world. They're all coming together to teach a workshop at our location in Aliso Viejo at the Renaissance Club Sport. And they are going to teach people how to become martial arts action heroes from all their perspective. Art has the camera angles and the fight choreography and everything he's done to get there, and they're going to be showing people how to do that. And same thing with TJ, Don Wilson, and Cynthia. They're all going to be sharing their secrets, their tips, showing people how to do things, and we're just going to have a lot of fun at that.
Okay, great. Wow. Well, you know, you have had a very, you know, interesting career, and as I said before, the whole purpose of the Who's Who was to share exactly what you just did, because you have kids now that are going through the same thing now that you went through then, the same thing. My story is pretty much the same thing, and you know, being picked on and you know, fortunate enough to find a good teacher, and you know, 40 some years ago at 10th Dan, you know, it's a story of my life, is that there's always a better place for us to be. We just have to realize we have to move towards actually doing that. And so, you know, and having a really, you know, we come back to your relationship with your teacher. I was interviewing, renewing one of my black belts into the program. Of course, he's pretty busy, stuff, a lot of stuff going on. But he doesn't want to lose the contact. And that's where it's important, the contact with your teacher. Because your teacher, you build a very special bond, a very special connection to that person. And if it, you know, had not been, it sounds like if it had not been for your teacher reaching back out to you, then that opportunity wouldn't have happened. If it hadn't have been for your teacher providing an opportunity for you, then you know, your story would be totally different. So then we have the thing that we must have for ourselves. And that first thing is faith. You know, faith that we're going to be okay, faith in everything that we do. And when we think about faith, we're talking about a belief, a desire, and expectation. That is faith. A belief, a desire, and an expectation. And that's what you have to have in order to make those connections happen. And so belief, desire, and expectancy is what equals to your faith. And when you have faith in yourself, you can be at a whole different level. And this is where, when you reach this level, is when you're learning now to give back. Not to take, but to give back. So this is a powerful, you know, powerful tool. And your story is a testament to what we were talking about being better as a person. No matter where you are, you have the ability to grow to this next level. You just have to accept that you are on this mission for growth and actually do that. So I know we were talking about the event. It sounds pretty exciting. We know we had Cynthia Rothrock in North Carolina for the second Who's Who book release, and we had Don Wilson at our AMA Hall of Fame back here a few years ago. So these are all renowned people that are shakers and makers. They're in the limelight. You know, they're bringing so much to the table. So you really want to try to get out and, you know, be a part of, you know, what we're doing so you can experience that feeling that you get from being, you know, around Cynthia Rothrock or taking a seminar with some of these other great martial artists. So when we think about the event, what do you feel is the you want people to leave with when they finish your event?
I would say that I want people to leave with the idea that they can do it. These guys, they're really no different. Art, Don, and Cynthia, you know, they're all great martial artists. We've all come from similar backgrounds. The difference between them and others is the fact that they stood and said, I can do it. And they fought, not just in the ring or in a tournament, but they fought in life to get to their, you know, to fight for their careers that they have now. And they just have to get out there and be seen. So what hopefully the seminar will leave you with is that you will have that as abilities. You'll learn some of the things that took them 30, 40 years to learn, and you're taking their knowledge and adding it to your own. Therefore, you're gaining, and it's a treasure of a bit of information that one would not have if they don't come to that seminar. Otherwise, it might take them 20 or 30 years to learn these things, and this is just another way to shave off some bit of time in that life lessons that things teach us. So they are the kind of like the gatekeepers now. They're willing to pass the torch on, and that's what we're trying to do now. We've got a new generation of millennials coming up. Want to inspire them to, instead of having a video game martial arts life, have a real martial arts life. And if they want to get into the movies to inspire others, well, that's what this event is for, is to come learn how they did it so they can do it.
All right, great. Well, I really do hope you have a lot of success there. But we want to broadcast this out to all of our new and past alumni and letting them know that, you know, we're all kindred now because, you know, we're part of the Who's Who book. We want to really do some good things, and this is the first part of trying to, you know, support our alumni. It's through our radio show and through our radio station to give you a platform that you can talk about your events, you can talk about yourself, but we just want to make sure that we get you out, you know, to the world, to people, to let them to discover who you are, to discover this event. So what is the date of the event?
The date of the event is September the 9th, and it's the hours are going to be from 11 to 4. So we're asking everybody to get there at least an hour early for registration. And it is going to be located in the city of Aliso Viejo, California, at the Renaissance Club Sport, located at 50 Enterprise in Aliso Viejo.
Great. So, Anna, tell us the telephone number they can contact you.
Okay, they're welcome to contact me at 951-515-0949.
All right, great. And one final question, I think it was going to be my closing question for our programs that we do when we're interviewing, you know, people, because we want to really express the power of the Who's Who in the book and what it can be. So once you now have been nominated, you now have been inducted as a member of the Who's Who, and, you know, we're trying to think of the word that we're going to call it this year because it's not a Hall of Fame, and we don't really want to be known as a Hall of Fame. I think that Master Goldberg of Hall of Honors, I borrowed that this year and used the word Hall of Honors, because we don't want to be, because we're not, you know, by being in the book, just like with this recording that we're doing right now, is to make you better. An award can be put on your desk and nothing happens, but we want the Who's Who book to be a powerful part of who you are, to help market and brand you. So what is your feelings about, you know, now that you've been inducted, you're in the book, you know, what's your feelings about that? Is this something that, you know, that excites you, or, you know, what's your feelings about that?
Well, I'm very honored and excited to be part of the Who's Who. I mean, as with anything, we all, those of us that are teachers in the world, we like to leave our mark somehow on the world before we leave this plane, and whether it be through our children or through the what we do in life, the Who's Who is just another tool that is out there that adds some the credibility and leaves your mark on the world. So I think it's a great platform for that, and it definitely ties in with, we all have sounds like we have a similar journey on what we're trying to do in this life. I was told a long time ago that the important parts of life is not the day you're born or the day that you pass, but it's the dash between the two and everything you do in between. So
That's good. So
I would like to leave as much of a light on this world as I can by inspiring others and helping others through their journeys as possible. So I think the Who's Who, like I said, add some credibility to that, lets people know that I'm just not some other person that's out there, that there is a purpose. And everyone has a purpose, and I think our jobs as teachers and mentors, masters of the martial arts, is to help others determine or to discover their purpose.
Well, you know, that's great, you know, and I really thank you for that, because I'm always trying to get input myself on am I helping others? And this is what we're doing. I'm in a place now of really, because my teacher wrote one of the first Who's Who back in the early 80s, and so I'm sort of doing what my teacher did, and, you know, and trying to take this to the next level. And I'm really, really great, and I'm so excited that I had a chance to, you know, we've met over the telephone. Hopefully next year in our planning structure I can, you know, make plans to be out in California supporting you and, you know, being at our next event. And we constantly build a relationship that we're there for each other. It's not about me, it's about you, and it's about every person that's actually, you know, in the book. So again, I'd like to thank you for being on our program. And everyone, this is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen. If you need to contact me, you can reach me at area code 919-618-8075. You can also go to our website, which is www.whoswhointhemartialarts.com. We are starting to take nominations for 2018 for the next book. So you can go to our website, make your nominations. We have a great board of advisors. We have some brand new members there. So we have a safety net to go back and check on the people that are in the Who's Who. We want everyone to be able to, you know, present yourself to the Who's Who. But we want to make sure that you present yourself, that you're ready for to be in there. We don't want it to become a struggle to tell your story. And also, go out and make a story. If you say, well, I don't really have a story, then go out and do something. Go out and create and make your story. Everyone, this is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen saying, being blessed, and we'll see you on our next call. Remember, this is the AMAA Martial Arts Masters Radio Show, making the world a better place.
Yeah, that's exactly right. As I said, we're Jeff Smith and I and several of us are obviously promoting our summer camps for now. And so the video we are providing now for a total of $74, if you can believe it. For $74, they'll have a lead-in to their commercial, which is one of these 3D videos that I said we spent $30,000 producing for the 1987 Battle of Atlanta. And then there will be a 42-second sales message in the middle of that. And at the end is a whiteboard depiction of their logo, where you see the hand come up and it starts drawing something. You can't tell what it is. And then when it reveals, it is the studio's branded logo at the end. So is the kind of video that, you know, Fortune 500 companies are using, putting together out there, and we're making it available in this pre-launch offer for in-hand marketing warriors. The whiteboard logo rendering is a free offer, and then $27 covers the 3D intro, and then another $47 for the 42-second, you know, middle sales message. So $74 for an entire spot. So that's what people will be getting in this video that they will get from us. Will be an offer to do that, and then each month we'll send them different opportunities to take advantage of.
Well, I know that you've been in business for a very, very long time. That value that keeps your martial arts schools going, the other ventures that you do, is keeping up with the latest trend of how do we continue to grow and not get stagnant, because we are in competition with against other martial arts schools, and whomever gets that information first. Now, last week we talked about the mobile app, getting a mobile app, how many ways it can help you to stand out in your business, and how many ways you can use this mobile app to support that. Okay, so tell us, how would someone be able to get in contact with you if they want to know more about the service that you're offering?
If they can email us, the email address is inhandmarketing, that's I-N-H-A-N-D marketing at gmail.com, and then we will send them the video that describes everything we've tried to talk about out loud here, and we'll give them the ability to order it directly online. And the way it'll work is once they've placed the order, they'll send us their professional logo, their high-res logo. They'll send us the pictures that they'd like to have included in the sales part of it, and then we'll turn that around to them in 96 hours. So 96 hours later, they'll have a high-definition, high-res video ready to go online. If they don't have a YouTube channel, we'll teach them how to create the YouTube channel so they'll have a place to post it, and then we'll also teach them how to include it in blogs, so that the blogs plus the YouTube channel plus the Google plus their website will really help their rankings all the way up and down the line.
That's totally awesome. So let's talk just for a moment as we get ready to wrap up. I know you're going to be coming to North Carolina. We are hosting the American Martial Arts Alliance Who's Who's Legend Awards Banquet, and you're scheduled to be our guest speaker for that. And again, we're super grateful for you coming in and being a part. You've been our speaker before. We're really going to have a lot of fun with that.
Well, it's always a pleasure for me to come up here because, you know, eagles don't flock. And so what you do is you attract such a good group of people. You know, people are looking forward. People are not, you know, reminiscing about the past, but are really trying to make positive steps forward. And it's always great to be around that kind of people. I get pumped up. I learn so much when I come and talk with you and the other people that come to your group, your events, that it's really not only fun for me, but it's a very educational trip.
Yeah, we're planning a lot of different things going on. We really would like to have you to come in on that Friday and actually do a training seminar. So a lot of the information that we're providing here on our show, giving you the opportunity to come in maybe that Friday for people that really would like to make that connection, really grow their martial arts school and get a lot of this technology information and how the new company that you guys have started, how it can integrate in their business. Friday, we like to have some business classes going on. Saturday, we have the AMAA National Tournament. And that evening, we actually have the awards banquet, and we're actually publishing a book. And the Who's Who's book will be featuring our inductees and an autobiography, and it's going to be made available to all over the world. We're talking with Hay Publication to actually do this book, so it's going to be a phenomenal project that we're working on. And then on Sunday, we're going to wrap up that weekend We're going to have the world greatest kicker, Grandmaster Bill Wallace, is going to be coming in that Sunday and wrapping everything up with doing a seminar for us on that Sunday. So it's going to be a big weekend. Well, Grandmaster Corley, has always been an empowering thing to be a part of your events and things you're doing. And I really would encourage anyone, if you're really looking to move forward, especially from the video part of it, then I would definitely recommend that you give Grandmaster Corley a call. Discover some new things. You may already notice information, but there's always something you can discover from connecting with someone that they're going in the same direction that you are about growing your martial arts school and being successful. We can have one or two students. We're sort of a spiritual guide for people. If we can help kids get off the street, can change someone's life, in the many ways the martial arts has changed our lives, why change one or two? If you have the skill set and you have that desire to be a great teacher, why not change thousands of lives through your martial arts teaching? You just have to have a system to be able to let people know what you do and your skill and your love for what you do. Again, everyone, this is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen. We'd like to, again, thank Grandmaster Corley. And if you'd like to get in contact with us, you can just give me a call at area code 919-489-6100. You can go to our website, www.amaa.com, and nominate someone that you think is worthy to be known as who's who in the martial arts. There's people all over the country that we don't know. And many martial artists, you know, they've contributed to the martial arts, but no one really knows about them. What we want to do is we want to know who you are. We want to know your story. We want to publish your story. We want to help you build your own legacy in the martial arts. Again, this is Grandmaster Bowen saying have a phenomenal week. Martial artists, how would you like to change the world? Change the way people think. Change the way that people feel. Well, now you can through an amazing program that I've developed called the Zen Mind Body Meditation System. I'm Grandmaster Jesse Bowen. For over 30 years, I've been studying meditation and mindfulness training. I'm a certified lecturer and seminar facilitator for the world-renowned Silvermetric Training. I'm also an NLP coach, sports hypnosis coach, and sports psychology coach. I would like to share with you a powerful program that you can use for yourself personally or introduce this to your students. I'm on staff at Duke University, and the Zen Mind Body Meditation Program is one of the courses that I teach through physical education. This program has helped to empower thousands of students in mind-body connection. Through the Zen Mind Body Meditation Program, you will develop and refine your own practice of embodied mindfulness while enhancing your capabilities to apply mindfulness in your personal and professional life. Learn more about the Zen Mind Body Meditation Program by visiting www.zenmind-body.com. That's www.zenmind-body.com. Oh, oh, oh.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening, but they fought with expert timing. There were funky Chinamen from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them. Fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning.
To get ready for your family's Virginia Beach summer vacation, replace the stressful sounds of your life with the Virginia Beach sounds you love. Like that car horn? Now it's a playful gull. And traffic? Just a day at the beach. Oh, hey, kids in the back seat. I mean, friendly dolphins on a kayak tour. It's time to get your Virginia Beach on. Start at visitvirginiabeach.com. To get ready for your family's Virginia Beach summer vacation, replace the stressful sounds of your life with the Virginia Beach sounds you love. Like that car horn? Now it's a playful gull. And traffic? Just a day at the beach. Oh, hey, kids in the back seat. I mean, friendly dolphins on a kayak tour. It's time to get your Virginia Beach on. Start at visitvirginiabeach.com.